AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Crews are working in the French Alps to recover evidence and remains of the 150 people killed on German Wings Flight 9525. Meantime, in Dusseldorf, Germany, a church service was held for the victims of the crash. Dusseldorf is the home of the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz. Prosecutors say he deliberately slammed the plane into the mountain. Boston police officer John Moynihan is in the hospital in critical condition in a medically induced coma. He was shot in the face after officers stopped a car. Commissioner William Evans says there is surveillance video of the shooting.
No officer even were close to having their guns out in this situation. And, you know, the DA, I'm hoping we'll get that out as quick as possible. So there's no doubt here.
The suspect was killed in an exchange of fire with other officers. Moynihan received the award for being one of the first responders following an April 2013 gun battle with the Boston Marathon bombers. The search continues in New York for at least two people missing after an apparent gas line explosion. Apartment buildings were flattened.
Heavy cranes are out here moving debris as cadaver dogs sniff for the two men still missing. And every so often, firefighters pour water on the still smoldering ruins. There is a strong smell of smoke in the air, which is still burning the eyes and throat. Now, those two men missing are both in their 20s. Nicholas Figueroa was having lunch at Sushi Park, the restaurant on the ground floor of the first building to burst into flames and collapse. Moises Lacon was a busboy there. In the East Village, Julie Walker, New York.
Amanda Knox is thanking everyone who helped get her name cleared of murder in Italy.
You saved my life, and I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful to have my life back.
Knox spoke from Seattle. Her conviction was thrown out. This is AP Radio News. Two teams will move on to the Final Four today in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Arizona plays Wisconsin and Notre Dame plays unbeaten Kentucky. The Wildcats are 37-0. In the other game, Arizona has won 14 in a row. Gonzaga is moving on for a shot at the Final Four. They beat UCLA last night 74-62. Coach Mark Few says it means his team gets to spend more time together.
I'm telling you, the way they feel about each other and care about each other and love each other, that is the motivating factor right there.
And Duke moves on. They beat Utah last night, 63-57. Duke forward Justice Winslow says it was a rough start.
In the first half, you know, a lot of our buckets weren't going in, but, you know, we hang our hats on the defense end, and we did a good job, you know, other than giving up too many offensive rebounds.
Tomorrow, Michigan State will play Louisville, and it's Gonzaga versus Duke. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.